Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Look who it is here. If you're watching us on the video stream, it's Jay Delling, who runs all the media and festivities out there and has for a very long time at the Wichita Open. Jay, this has been a unique year. Hard to imagine after this many years you can find a unique one, but this has been a unique one.
Well, it really has. And normally early in the week, I try to find a shady tree to take naps in, but I haven't been able to do that. In fact, you know, you get out here today and there's this bright bulb in the sky that I haven't seen in a while. So that's, well, here's over my shoulder. Here's where we know we're back on schedule. All right. Do you see the smoker from Security First in the background?
Heck
here,
yeah.
Over my shoulder. That's when we know it's Wednesday Pro-Am Day. We have persevered all week long with the rain and the wind. We got another inch and a half last night, and Tommy texted me really late last night, and he said, Jay, do you need my anti-rain dance? And I said, we need whatever you got, Tommy. So whatever you did, and I really don't want to know the details, but
it's
whatever
safe for
yeah,
video not, stream.
Yeah, we will share that off the air. How are things looking out there? I know the cleanup efforts throughout the day yesterday were pretty incredible, and just seeing pictures and video of I mean, at one point it looked like a couple hundred people out there picking up tree limbs and chainsaws and that sort of thing. How are things looking this morning?
You know, this is why I've lived in this community all my life. This is why I'm involved in the Wichita Open and have been for 36 years, because yesterday people came from all over with chainsaws, with just helping hands. The grounds crew here at Crestview is absolutely amazing. Dusty Buell's staff at the Wichita Open, they dropped what they were doing and went out and did what was needed in the moment, and that is to clean up the golf course. So there were so many factions that came together to make this possible. When I got here, so I couldn't even believe this was the same golf course that I left last night, because all the major damage of tree limbs down, not only tree limbs, but actual trees. So we are having difficult playing number 7 and number 13. So the Pro-Am today is a 16-hole event. But just to have golfers on the golf course this morning is just a great testament to this great community.
Well, the course, I had, you know, we had to see what happened with the storm last night. How much do you see? I know there was a lot of water that came to the course, but as far as debris and everything else, did we survive it? Is there more than there was yesterday, or did everything stay pretty intact other than the water?
Yeah, we pretty much had just rain. I mean, there were some winds, but just, you know, normal winds that you see thunderstorms. So the debris was pretty much done by the time the second wave of weather that came in. Again, testament to all hands on deck. This golf course looks like it did last year, which is amazing. Now, there's still damage to the hospitality chalets on number 17 and number 18. I don't have a picture of 18 because there's trees in the way, but they have pretty much leveled it. There is a ground floor existence that is still a part of it, and they're still making determinations on if it's safe to have people stand on it starting tomorrow. That's the plan, to have an open seating on number 18. Number 17 is an interesting situation. I went and stood on number 17T late yesterday, and as I looked, and you guys have been down there, and it starts way left and short of the green, and the chalets just, you know, half moon around the green and come on the right side, double decker, triple decker. And on the left side and on the right side, nothing was touched. Nothing was compromised. It's the middle that looked like somebody just brought in a bulldozer and made mincemeat out of it. And so there's some cleanup there. But, you know, the hope is business as usual. And again, it's just an amazing testament to the Wichita Open staff, to all the folks here at Crestview, to the Corn Ferry staff. That, you know, again, I've been doing this for 36 years. I have never seen the carnage that I saw yesterday. And when I got out here this morning, yeah, it looks like business as usual.
Yeah, I ran into.
How does 18 look, Jay? You mentioned 17. Is 18 did look like it got it worse?
It did, and so they've cleared away all the aluminum and the glass and you know all the destruction there. They've got that pretty much cleaned up, and now I think you know the engineers and the powers that be are looking at the base ground floor structure, which I couldn't tell if there was any significant damage. So they're still evaluating whether we can put people on that or not. And so once that decision is made, hopefully it's still intact and at least people can enjoy the golf. It'll be warm this weekend, but I looked at the forecast. It's probably going to be a little bit humid, but the highs are in the like very low 90s. So we're used to 100 degrees at this point in time with this golf tournament. So hopefully the weather will still help us out, but it's going to be open air seating on 18 at best, which I think the fans are going to be okay with that.
I ran into Dusty Buell last night at the pairings party for the Pro-Am, and I was like, Dusty, are you going to get any sleep tonight? And he's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I think what's been wild is with all of the disruption and everything that's happened, I know that there have been some events that have been canceled and had to move some things around. There was a charity scramble yesterday that didn't end up happening and, you know, a few other things. But for the most part, you know, there was a pairings party last night for the Pro-Am. You said that tournament is happening today. There's been golf that has gone on, clinics and things like that. And when you talk about the actual golf, I mean, we've had qualifying events before the storms came in to get the final couple people into the field. So by and large, the majority of the schedule has been unaffected.
It really has. It really has been. Again, testament to the Wichita Open staff. But as a golfer, for example, let's take Monday qualifying. We included 8 new players in the field through Monday qualifying at Auburn Hills and Sand Creek Station on Monday. Most of those players have never seen Crestview before, so there wasn't an opportunity yesterday for a practice round. There's not an opportunity today because of the Pro-Am. And there's still some Corn Ferry Tour members who are new to this tour that this is their first time in Wichita. And so a lot of players won't actually physically see this golf course until their tee time tomorrow.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, it's wild that we've made this much progress with this thing. One thing, Jay, normally when we talk to you in these, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday before, it's about the golf. We haven't talked about the golf at all. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
How's the golf looking? Where are we with this tour? Do we have local interest? Like just the normal conversation Because I think for those guys, this is all going to be very normal and fine now.
Yeah, so, well, you know, no, great point. Great point, Jacob. Once tomorrow hits, it'll be normal for these guys. I mean, even though some of the guys won't have had a chance to play this golf course, it's not like that's never happened before in their golf career. This tour is filled with just so many great players. So I'll give you an example. J.J. Spahn just won the U.S. Open, and he did it in just unbelievable fashion, birding the last two holes to win arguably one of the greatest tournaments in the world. J.J. Spahn in 2016 was in a three-man playoff right here at the Wichita Open. The playoff consisted of another major championship winner, Colin Morikawa, who at the time in 2016 was a soon-to-be sophomore at the University of California. He played this event as an amateur, tied for first place, was in a playoff. The third person in that playoff that ultimately won it was Ollie Schneider-Jans, who went on and played several years on the PGA Tour, and now he's a LIV member. So J.J. Spahn has a history here in Wichita, which is kind of interesting, which just shows you what this tour does. Back in 1990, when Ben Hogan put his name on this tour, he said, "I want to give young and upcoming golfers a chance to hone their skills, not just golf skills." He wanted to give them a chance to play in front of galleries, to meet the media, and just to navigate what a professional golfer is all about. And 36 years later, I think it's a huge success. Why do I think that? J.J. Spahn's story. Our first winner in 1990 right here in Wichita was Tom Lehman. He had a pretty good career. David Duval has won here. David Toms has won here. Jason Duffner has won here. The common denominator of all those players, they've won major championships on the PGA Tour. So this tour does exactly what it was intended to do, and that's to develop them as golf professionals. And so out of this week, we're going to blink 2, 3, 4 years down the line, and guys that have played this week are going to be winning regularly on the PGA Tour. And so that's what I enjoy every year when I come out here, because I'm just seeing the future of golf grow.
It's amazing. The future of golf is going to be bright and wonderful. Who's your favorite?
My favorite golfer?
Who's your favorite to win it? Pick us a winner.
You know what? There's 156 guys in the field, and I've talked to golfers who have missed three straight cuts, and then they come out of nowhere and win a golf tournament. I'm telling you what, here's two people I'm excited about. Pearson Cootie. First of all, he's the grandson of Charles Cootie, who won the 1971 Masters.
Okay.
He was a hot shot coming out of Texas 3 years ago, played on this tour in 22 and 23, got his PGA Tour card for 24, finished 131st on the list, which is 6 short of keeping his tour card. So now he's back here where he was a couple of years ago. He's still trying to get it. He's still trying to figure it out. But he comes from great pedigree. Another guy I'm looking at this week is a young man named Blades Brown. He just turned 18 years old. I think he's 40-something on the points list. He just graduated from high school, and he's a member of this tour. He went through qualifying to become a member of this tour. And so look out for Blades Brown. He's going to be one of those players, again, we're going to blink, and in a couple of years, he's winning regularly on the PGA Tour. So there's some great stories like that. So deep down inside, I'm kind of rooting for those two guys.
Hey, by the way, Pearson Cootie, I'm playing in the Pro-Am today. He's one of my pros in the Pro-Am. So I'm willing to give him some tips to get back onto the PGA Tour. I can have a conversation with him about that.
Just don't broach the anti-rain dance.
Yeah, I won't do that. I won't do that.
Swing advice, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, swing advice, great. I'm sure you will have his complete attention.
I'm sure I will.
When it comes to, you know, the golf swing.
I'm sure I will.
So last one, Jay, over under 19 under par to win the tournament.
I'm going to say over only because, first of all, this golf course is in great shape. So it's a soft golf course and will be probably through the whole weekend. It's going to be throwing darts for these guys. Okay. And these Deutsche fairways are absolutely perfect to hit wedges from. These greens are going to be receptive. I like the fact that you picked 19 because 18-19 under is a typical winning score here, but I think it's going to be in the 20s.
Okay. I like it. I like to see the scoring. Jay, thank you for the updates. We'll be checking. We'll be out there. We'll be joining you tomorrow and Friday. So we'll see you out there. We'll get
all
it ready
right,
today.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. There's Jay Delling. He has been with this tournament forever. And just really looking forward to seeing him out there and just all the people you always see out there, right? Like I've been going to that thing and different capacities and everything for a decade now, and I'm excited to see everybody. So you know your pros then, Tommy. You know, how many do you get? I thought you got just one.
Two. It's a 9 and 9. So you play with one pro for 9 holes, and then you play with another pro for the other 9 holes, which I guess in this case, because there are 2 unplayable holes, it'd be an 8 and 8. One pro for 8 holes and another pro for the other 8.
And so then he doesn't get to scramble with the rest of you, right? He has to take his own score.
Yeah, he takes his own ball. He takes his own ball and his own score the entire way.
And then whoever score his score, or what is it? Are you with three other people?
Yeah, 3 other people.
And then, so do you combine them or do you get his or yours?
It's his. If it's better than anybody else in the group, or it's one of ours, if we end up, beating him.
Oh, so you're not even scrambling, the four of you?
It's my understanding, I played in it last year, and I believe this was the case. I think it's a shamble, not a scramble. Have you ever heard of a shamble?
The score of the group on the hole.
No, no, no. So a shamble is everybody tees off. You find, out of the four on your team, you find who has the best drive. You all play. You drop your ball from the best drive, like a scramble. But then you play your own ball the rest of the way.
The rest of the way.
The rest. Okay. So they call that a shamble.
Oh man, that's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Right. It's a lot. Do you know who you're playing with, or is it random?
I know. So Matt Hamilton, the general manager of the Wind Surge, is on my team, and then I don't know who the other two folks are. We'll find out when we get
there. They sort of place you.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be no pressure out
can
there.
Can I tell you also, while we have a moment, how shocked I am that the Pro-Am is happening today. Even waking up this morning, like it wasn't until just now with Jay on and confirming that it was happening. In the back of my mind, I thought, man, I don't get your hopes up. I have a feeling that it's not going to happen. And they're going to try to take as much time today to get the course as playable and ready to go as possible. I'm very, 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 very surprised. And I'm thrilled about it.
I thought that they played it earlier in the day. I texted you last night and I was like, man, this is going to be a lot of rain. I don't know how they're going to play these holes.
Well, I think they've got tee times going here shortly. Like there's a morning wave and an afternoon wave. I'm in the afternoon wave. So I don't know about the morning tee times. Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
But that's what they do. It's what they do for a living. Last night was better than I thought it would be. I mean, I didn't have standing water. In my yard, we get a pond. It's like the neighborhood pond in my backyard. It wasn't up this morning, which tells me it wasn't as bad as it could have been, and they're going to be fine. Don't mess up the fairways, please. Or better yet, don't mess up the rough, please.
Yeah,
today.
That was my thought, was that they're not going to want, a bunch of idiots like me out on the course hacking away and digging up the grass and, throwing it everywhere right after all the rain that they got.
Do you get to drink beer while you play in the Pro-Am, or is it more serious than
absolutely that? You get to drink beer during the Pro-Am. So are you kidding
you
me?
Get to, oh, man. See?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now it'd be like, do you drink enough beer where you're competitive against your pro? Like, what's the problem, pro? We keep having a better score than you.
So quick story. I know we just got a second to go here before we hit our break, but this was probably 10 years ago. I played in the Pro-Am my very first time, and I was really nervous, didn't really know what I was doing. First shot, I hit onto the green on number 10 to like 5 feet. I was closer than my pro was on my pro shot on the very first hole. And my pro was like, hey, great shot. I'm like, yeah, don't get used to that. That's a one-time thing. And it was bad the rest of the way. But for that one moment, I had that pro in the palm of my hands. He was like, man, this guy's really good.
I mean, it's a practice round for these guys. It'll be fun. We expect a full report tomorrow. We'll be back. We got Therese Lotta joining us next on Sports Daily.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.